Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So on the Window Nation guest hotline with the Baltimore Banner, let's welcome back to the show, Childs Walker. Childs, good morning. How are you feeling?
Doing all right. Just waiting to see if we see that number 8 in a couple hours.
No doubt, because if there's no number 8, the number we're going to see is 1-6 probably. And just doing some intel here during the break. Since the merger of 1970, only one team, pardon me, has made the playoffs starting 1-6. That was the 1970 Bengals, who then would win 7 in a row, finished 8-6, or was that it? Yeah. Lost to the Colts, Baltimore, that is, at Memorial Stadium in the divisional round. But point is, the chances of a 1-6 team making the playoffs are pretty slim, even with a 17-game schedule here. So as you were out there on Monday, Childs, is there still hope that as the schedule gets easier, the wins will start to accumulate here?
I mean, I think there's hope, but this is a playoff game. I mean, you have to look at it that way. You know, you already laid it out. I mean, if they drop to 1-6, then the chances are almost nil. You know, they would then be in a position where you maybe don't have to win out, but you can only lose one more game. I mean, the margin for error shrinks to almost nothing. If they win this week, then they come right back and beat the Dolphins, who are obviously reeling and you know, maybe the worst team in the league. Then, you know, you start to feel better about yourself, especially if you play well in those games. You know, maybe you make a move at the deadline at that point, you know, if you see enough in these two games. So, I mean, is there an avenue to where, you know, everybody could be feeling better in 10 days? Sure. But it's already a pretty narrow path, and it shrinks to almost nothing if they lose on Sunday.
Well, the thing that helps them is the division is not great. And, you know, yeah. And Pittsburgh's yep. got a tough schedule. So, Childs, I don't know. Like I told Bob, I think 9 wins the division. What do you think?
I don't think 9 you feel great. I think 9 you have a shot to win the division. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's all about a lot of the reason to still feel okay about them is contextual. I mean, you know, part of it is, you know, where they could get back to as a team, but a lot of it is the division. Frankly, the bottom of the AFC. I mean, it's not there's not a tremendous amount of quality, you know, competing for those last couple spots. I mean, I can't remember some podcast the other day, somebody saying, well, you know, if the Ravens were going to do it, they would have to do it by winning the AFC North. You know, they're not going to be able to snatch one of those wild card spots. I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, I think there's still the possibility they could get to 10-7 and beat out some of those other sort of raggedy contenders. So, I mean, there are still possibilities out there for them, and the division is certainly one. And I guess the one thing that's working against them there is that, I mean, the Bengals have, at least so far, to hang around without Burrow. I mean, Flacco obviously actually looked good in the last game. You know, does that hold up? I don't know, but I mean, the division is a little murkier than maybe you like if you're the Ravens. But yes, there's still multiple avenues for them right now.
Now, when you were out there Monday, what'd you see of Ricard?
I should say this. I was actually not out there on Monday. I was still out of town. So I didn't see him with my own eyes. I mean, I know there's been a lot of optimism that, you know, this is the game that, that Ricard is back, but there's also been a lot of uncertainty with this injury. So, you know, I didn't see it on Monday, but, you know, I think it's probably still a little iffy.
All right, Charles, how do you think they're going to try to create pressure? Because, I mean, they've proven through six games they can't get their rush in four. You know, so what are the, who's going to lead the team in sacks? Is it going to be Hamilton or Marlin probably?
I mean, it's the biggest weakness on the team. I mean, I don't know that I see a lot of hope on that front. I mean, I did like some of what we saw from the defense against the Rams, mm-hmm. you know, with Gilman back there, with them being able to play Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage, almost as a, as another linebacker, you know, we definitely saw some good things, and that was against a good offense. So you don't just throw it out. Could we see Hamilton lead the team in sacks? Absolutely. I mean, you know, probably if you're setting odds, I guess Van Noy would still be the favorite. But, you know, based
I'm talking really for this game, you know, really.
Oh, this game. I see what you're saying. I thought we were talking the rest of the season. Hamilton's not a bad choice. I mean, you know, we saw him certainly rushing the passer against the Rams. But the bottom line is they're just not – I mean, they're not getting pressures. They're not hitting the quarterback. They're not getting sacks. They're not making the top quarterbacks uncomfortable. I mean, they have utterly failed to do that through six games. And right now, they don't really have the personnel to change that. I mean, you can try to scheme as much as you want. And yes, there's things they can do. You know, maybe they can, you know, play around with some more stunts on the line to try to create things for a guy like Mike Green, who's probably off to a slightly disappointing start as a rookie. I mean, there's stuff you can do, you know, bring extra rushers, you know, try to scheme it up. But I mean, the bottom line is they're just dealing with a deficit of talent in the edge group, and they're so badly missing Matabike. I mean, they don't have that element of an inside pass rusher. And I mean, you can't just magic that out of thin air, no matter what you want to do scheme-wise. And if you scheme too many blitzes, then you open yourself up to other problems. So, I mean, that's to me is the biggest problem facing this team, you know, as they try to get back on some kind of track.
Well, I think we're going to find out a lot about Zach Orr, his creativity, his ability to make adjustments. Because, I mean, you know, when you watch the Bears' offensive line, I think they don't handle – they're kind of like the Ravens' O-line. They don't handle – you know, athleticism well. So, you know, try to get as much movement and twisting and stunting as they can. That's what I hope they can do. And we're gonna see if Zach Orr, you know, can come to the party.
Yeah, I mean, this is not – I mean, the Bears have obviously won four in a row, but this is not a great team that they're playing on Sunday, that they're welcoming them in T-Bank Stadium. I mean, you know, the things that the Bears do well aren't the most exciting things. I mean, they create turnovers, you know, they have not turned the ball over a lot themselves. They don't commit a huge number of penalties, but this is not a real explosive offense. It's a decent running game, but certainly not any kind of overwhelming running game. Caleb Williams has done a better job of not taking sacks this year, hasn't turned the ball over a ton, but I mean, you know, he's not hitting a ton of explosive plays downfield. So, I mean, this is a team that, you know, if the Ravens are, you know, getting back on track, this is a team you can do something against.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Charles, we'll let you roll. Just look at, you mentioned 9 wins. Vinny did. Maybe 10 certainly would be a good thing for you. But how do you see the division right now? Pittsburgh's not world beaters. I know Flacco went bananas last Thursday night, but can he keep that rolling? And Cleveland plays outside of Cleveland. They're very beatable. So how do you see the North as we're heading to the final couple of months of the season here?
Yeah, I mean, look, if I had to make a pick right now with my life on the line, I mean, I would pick the Steelers just because they're in sort of the best mathematical position, and you know, they always find a way to win some stupid games as the year goes on. I mean, we know how that goes. I mean, you know, it wouldn't be shocking if they won a stupid game against the Ravens. We've seen it so many times. And actually, I mean, I think Rodgers has been pretty good, and they're in a position where, you know, they're a team that's being talked about as, you know, do they go out and get another receiver to make their offense more dynamic? I mean, they're certainly talked about as a team that can be really active at the deadline. So, I mean, I think you'd have to say they're the favorite right now. But, I mean, I certainly understand why Vegas, you know, still has the Ravens in the mix there. I mean, you know, I think the ceiling of the Ravens is still the best team in the division. They've just dug themselves such a hole. I mean, we said it at the top, and that's what we're looking at.
Well, as a lifetime Baltimore in Childs, every win by the Steelers is a stupid win. So screw that. Childs Walker, Baltimore batter. Enjoy the game this weekend. Childs, will catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
There's Childs Walker. We'll come back with a whip around what happened on the world of sports last night. Some cool stuff. Also, a cool thing happened. Ravens history 2 years ago today. Stick around for that. Then we'll talk about these Bears with Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times. They're 4-2 in arguably the toughest division in football, the NFC.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
North. Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
All right, time for the whip. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear, favorite female artists or band, send a request. Plaza Sport text line at 410-583-1057. We're going to be talking to Patrick Finley, Chicago Sun-Times, bottom of the hour, about those Bears coming to town. 6.5-point dogs, but winners of 4 in a row. Last night, NBA season started on NBC and Peacock. Full disclosure, didn't make it to the second game, but the first game was exciting enough for 2. Oklahoma City got their championship rings, and boy, these things were, oh my God. There's a, got a giant bell, we'll put it on the video camera there, like when it bing bong bells. You could spin the top off, and there's another ring inside of the bell. I thought like little people were going to come climbing out, like the Trojan horse and all of this thing. It was huge. And it was a great game, went double overtime. And one of the key contributors was a former Terp who had this rim rattler.
Sizes up Shepard. Wiggins to the basket with strength. Another one.
Yeah, welcome back to Houston, Clint Capella. As he got dunked on, Mike Tirico, NBC on the call. That was Aaron Wiggins, fresh off that championship ring. He had 10 points off the bench. Of course, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the way with 35, including the game-winning free throw. Chet Holmgren had 28. And we'll talk to Sean Devaney about this in about an hour. Referees in midseason form. Kevin Durant called a timeout. Didn't have any. Didn't call it. Yeah, I suppose to call a technical. It's a technical foul. The three referees, you do the juggly thing. You look, scratch your head. That, remember that commercial with the NFL? They did one of those. But no harm, no foul. No pun intended, as OKC wins without Jalen Williams. But Houston, they've got an interesting lineup. They had four guys, 6'11", in that starting lineup. So I guess Doka's got a plan out there with the Rockets, who last year were the number two seed in the Western Conference. In the late night game, it was Golden State 119-109 over the Lakers, as Jimmy Buckets had 31. Pat Spencer, Loyola Greyhound Boys Latin, with the Warriors DNP coach's decision. Luka used to have a body like me.
Mm-hmm.
Now he doesn't. He's got a body. He's a slim trim like Vinny over here and Nolan. Except he does have Nolan's muscle mass going on over there. But Luka at 43.
Nice.
No LeBron, as he's all banged up over there. But Bronny got a DNP coach's decision.
Oh, yeah.
Doing what he's got to do. Wizards tonight open their season at Milwaukee against the Bucks. Wiz expected to be one of the worst teams in the NBA this year. I think there's more of a pulse than some will give him credit for. On the ice last night, the Capitals against the Kraken, 4-1. So they bounce back after their second loss of the season. Four goals, four different guys. Wilson got the empty netter at the end. But Logan Thompson, strong performance.
Yeah, he had a real strong performance. Bob, the shots were 25-9 after two. The Caps were totally dominating them after two periods. And then, you know, they got a couple power plays, the Kraken did, and they got a little momentum. They hit two posts on another power play, which would have made it 3-2, which could have made it interesting. But the Caps kind of dominated that game. And, you know, it's the Kraken played the night before, so it's always tougher the next night, you know, on the road. So Caps have won 4 or 5. They're doing so far, so good.
Handled their business.
And Ovi's got one goal. He needs two to get to 900.
Joe B. said this year's team, when he was on with us a couple weeks ago, is better than last year's. And, you know, so far, so good.
Yeah. So far. They haven't played a lot of teams in the division yet, in the Metro yet. We'll see.
Your Tuesday night college football fun's always there for you, everybody. I don't know how much I didn't watch any. There's too much going on. There's games tonight, too. But Kennesaw State beat Florida Atlantic 45-26, and Western Kentucky in overtime beat Terry Bradshaw's alma mater, Louisiana Tech, 20, and Karl Malone's 28-27 in OT for the Hilltoppers. 6-2. They're now bowl eligible.
Wasn't that Jack Harbaugh's team?
Western Kentucky?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. But anyway, they win. So 6-2, a couple of games on a Wednesday night. There's literally football on 7 days a week.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Now, especially this time of the year. Tuesday and Wednesday, Bob,
It's a tough ask. Got to be honest with you. But our buddy Todd Helmick, or my longtime friend Todd Helmick from nationalchamps.net, played with Dion at Florida. Well, Dion played. Todd was on the team. That sort of thing. Pig and poop. That's Todd. I could see him in his little diaper rolling around in crap 7 days a week watching a little football there. It's a whip around video in 81.057 The Fan on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Real quick, this day in Ravens history, 2 years ago, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens blow out the Lions 38-6. Lamar threw three touchdown passes. Nelson Aguilar got one. Mark Andrews got two. He also rushed for a TD. Ravens got to wet Jared Goff five times, 38-6. This game was puffy pants at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
I picked the Lions to win that game because they were coming on a heater in a Baltimore, and the Ravens made them look like they didn't belong on the same field. Not just a couple of weeks back when they were in Baltimore. They
reverse.
Were, well, here we go. How about we get it to you seven times, and we put up 30-plus. But 2 years ago, two teams that will wind up in the conference championship game. Ravens lost Kansas City, Lions lost to San Francisco, but Ravens, it seems like only yesterday, but 2 years ago, Ravens handled their business against one of the better teams in the NFL. When we come back, where do the Bears fit into this year? When we talk about best teams in the league, Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times talks about why they are 4-2 and the Ben Johnson influence and what it's meant to Caleb Williams in this offense. Roma Dunze has had a breakout second season. Stick around for that funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, the news from the Nets coming up top of the hour as we're going to hear more from John Harbaugh and Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers refused to meet with the media after the Rams game because he fumbled twice, but he met with him a couple of days ago. What did he say?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Stay, stick around. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Chicago Sun-Times. Let's welcome in Patrick Finley. Patrick, good morning. Thanks for joining us here in Baltimore.
Hey, guys. I like the intro music. That's good.
Nolan reads minds, man. He always gets the vibe of our next guest. Now, Ben Johnson came in changing the vibe in Chicago, coming over with the big offensive guru pedigree for sure from Detroit. But when he first got there, you know, trying to turn Caleb Williams into the number one dude. And what was his plan? What were the goals? And how have things like he's not getting sacked a bazillion times a game like he was last year, but how has Caleb Williams changed? And how has Ben Johnson kind of grown into his role as head coach, you know, through mini camp, training camp, and now six games of the regular season?
Well, the first thing Ben did was get him under center. Caleb played out of the shotgun most of last year, and of course he did that at USC and at Oklahoma. So Ben Johnson's Lions teams were under center more than anybody in football the last couple of years. So that was the big adjustment Caleb had to make, and the idea there was that Ben thought play action worked better when the quarterback could turn his back to the linebackers. That was a big switch for him. He seemed to handle it pretty well in the preseason, and you know, the plan for Caleb was to be more accurate, was to be a leader, was to have better body language, and to run Ben's offense. And, you know, he's had various degrees of success so far this season. You know, the Bears will be the first to tell you that, you know, that they're 4-2 and they're not really playing that well offensively. But yeah, I mean, so far so good. Around these parts, 4-2 is not something we see very often.
All right, Pat, why, how plus 11?
Pardon me? I'm sorry?
How are they plus 11 turnover ratio?
I mean, the honest answer is probably they're a little lucky. Like, if you believe that the takeaways have some fortune built into them, that's there. I would tell you that they played some pretty terrible quarterbacks. You know, Spencer Rattler the other day was as lost as any starting quarterback I'd seen in a long time in the first half. And, you know, Geno Smith, you know, might lead the league in dumb interceptions. But they do have a really talented defensive backfield. Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard, or at safety. Byard has more interceptions since he joined the league in 2016 than anybody walking the planet. Which is a surprising stat. And then you've got Kyler Gordon, the slot corner, who came back 2 weeks ago, and he's really dangerous both as a blitzer and in coverage. And Tyreek Stevenson, who you guys might remember from turning his back to the Commanders' Hail Mary, has really had a pretty good season. Jalen Johnson's probably their best defensive player. He hurt his groin in week two, and I'm not sure he's going to come back this season. So if you had told me that they'd be plus 11 and Jalen wouldn't be playing, I would have been pretty surprised.
Plus, the other thing, you know, Patrick, is they don't get pressure on a quarterback. And to be a plus 11 is pretty damn good without pressure on the quarterback from their front four. Because, you know, when you watch the film, there's like real – their win rate's probably like the Ravens' win rate right now.
You know what? They need Montez Sweat to be better. He had a strip sack in the first quarter last week. And, you know, the most direct line to them having even a league average pass rush is for the guy that they're paying like one of the best pass rushers in football to actually act like it more often than not. You know, Sweat's really good against the run. They have no issues with his competitiveness or anything. But, boy, he's got to beat his guy, particularly when he has only one guy trying to block him.
Now, the thing that, you know, I see with Dennis Allen's defense, basically when you cross the 50 – either Brisker or Gordon are coming, and both are extremely effective, and both have a tendency to hit the quarterback late.
That happened the other day, certainly.
I know. You know, there was and the week before, and against Washington.
There was a series in the second quarter against the Saints where Gordon blitzed and got a sack, and on the next play, Brisker blitzed and got a sack. And then on the play after that, Brisker blitzed, forced a ball to come fluttering out, but hit the quarterback in the head. You know, and the Bears can't do that. They're second in the league in penalties, you know, across the board, offensive and defensive. And that's not what good teams do. You know, that's not even what mediocre teams do. So they know that they need to fix that. They've had some issues on the other side of the ball with pre-snap penalties, false starts, illegal shifts, stuff like that. So there's a lot to clean up here. And like I said, that's why the Bears are pretty optimistic here, is that they're 4-2, and you know it's not like they're playing their best football.
Hey, Patrick, why did they draft Loveland and not Warren? I mean, that was like a total surprise, you know, to me and probably to Indy.
They thought that Loveland fit their scheme better. You know, you could draw a pretty straight line from Loveland to Sam Laporta in the way that they move their bodies and in their skill set. And it was their preference. It was the flavor that they liked better. I thought that they were going to take Warren. And one of the reasons I thought so was you looked at Ben Johnson, then you looked at all the gadget stuff that Warren was doing in college, you know, playing quarterback, playing running back, throwing the ball. And, you know, to me, that had Ben Johnson written all over it. But they fell in love with Loveland despite being hurt during the pre-draft process. They drafted him. He's been banged up this season. You know, he's really put together a pretty incomplete showing in the first 6 weeks here. But you know what? Cole Kmet hurt his back last week. And, you know, even though they played kind of slightly different tight end positions, you know, we may see the Bears relying on Loveland more this week than they've ever had to before.
All right, the offensive line. You know, watching film on the O-line, I'm not a big fan of 79 pass blocking, you know, and I just think that they're just okay at best. Now, Drew Dolman, I drafted his dad in San Francisco.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been good. He had a couple of weird snap issues the other day, but in general, he's been solid. And, you know, they're spending a lot of money on their center and two guards. So those guys need to be steady. Theo Benedict, number 79, is the left tackle. He's undrafted out of Canada, and he took Braxton Jones's place 2 weeks ago. You know, Braxton was a decent pass blocking right or left tackle who kind of wasn't nasty enough to run block. And I think with Theo, you've got the inverse problem here. I think Theo on the run has been good, and it's been one of the reasons why their run game's kind of woken up the last 2 weeks. But he's making too many mistakes. He's committing too many penalties, and he's getting beat far too many times on the left side. They've got this Ozzie Trapillo kid from Boston College who they drafted in the second round, hoping he could play left tackle, and he couldn't. And so at the end of training camp, they moved him to right tackle. You know, so they have some options there if they want to move some guys around. But I think we're going to see Theo here for the next couple of weeks at least.
Patrick Finley, Chicago Sun-Times, video at 81.057 The Fan. Patrick, last thing for you. Bears getting 6.5. Now, that'll change if number 8's not under center for the Ravens coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. But even if Lamar plays, how do the Bears get this win and make it 5 straight, which would really make things interesting in the NFC North?
I think they need to keep running the ball. I think, you know, the DeAndre Swift that we've seen the last 2 weeks, you know, guys, he's had 100-plus yards the last 2 weeks. That has only happened 2 other times in his career, and he's been in the league for a while. So he is not typically this explosive over and over again. If he can do that, if Kyle Manungai from Rutgers can contribute a little bit, I think that has a chance of slowing the game down and kind of ugling the game up. I don't think the Bears want to race anybody to 30 points. And I think this is a really bad spot for the Bears, to be quite honest. There's a level of desperation coming out of Baltimore after a bye week that I think sets up pretty well for them, provided, like you said, that the quarterback can play.
He's Patrick Finley, Chicago Sun-Times. Patrick, appreciate the time. Enjoy Baltimore if you're coming to the game. And, you know, good luck to the Bears rest of the way.
Yo, I get in at 2 o'clock Saturday. I'll enjoy the heck out of Baltimore. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Here's Patrick Finley, everybody. Talking about Chicago coming to town, getting 6.5, but they are on a heater. Ravens are on the opposite end of that. Losers up 4 straight. So something's got to give. We got practice resuming today in about what? Let's see, 12:30, about 2.5 hours. We'll know if Lamar Jackson's at practice or not.
Practice, what, 2:30? Thought it was a...
Well, whatever, dude. Do math over here. We'll come back. It's a trip through the funhouse. Then we got news from the NASCAR. Going to hear more from John Harbaugh. He's not desperate. Now, Emory Jones is going to be added to the 53-man roster, even though he's not going to be playing anytime soon.
And I would think, Bob, they're going to have to add, at least for the game, another pass rate. You can't just go in with 3, and one of them's a job over.
But if you keep getting back to Jones real quick, you're keeping him, third-round pick out of LSU.
Yeah.
You're assuming he's playing. Instead, just putting him on season-ending IR. I mean, why waste a spot having him on this roster here?
Well, at some point, a third-round pick, I mean, they hope he'll be ready to play at some point.
Yeah. Their changes to the offensive line might be happening sooner than we think. Let's bring Nolan McGraw in here. Nolan, what's happening?
Doing pretty good. You know, a lot of chatter about potential trades here for the Ravens. You know, really running out of time here if they're going to add anybody significant. Of course, the deadline's still a few weeks away, but for all intents and purposes, the Ravens' deadline should be right now because their season is on the line right now. Interesting piece here from ESPN. Matt Bowen and Jeremy Fowler, who have been all over this, are trying to rank the top 25 players who could be on the move this season. Now, this is just any slight chance of a player being moved because Trey Hendrickson comes in at number 1, but their predicted chance of him getting actually moved is only 20%. Jaylen Waddle, meanwhile, comes in at number 2, but they're noting that this seems very, very unlikely, giving it only a 10% chance of happening. And as I'm scrolling here, I'm struggling to find even a few names that they have above 50%. Rick Woolen with Seattle, they have a 50% chance. Corner for the Seahawks. Mark Andrews, only 20%. So just starting to seem like there really isn't much confidence in any blockbusters going down in a few weeks.
Well, Jacoby Myers, who's 5th on the list, the Raiders, he said, for sure, I want out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to flex his Jacoby Myers muscles. Andrews was 6th on the list, and team fits. And like Nolan said, this isn't like based on any intel you're trying to connect dots. 49ers, Eagles, and Cowboys. And on the surface, like, well, they got George Kittle, they got Goddard, and they got Ferguson.
Yeah.
I guess you need that 2 tight end thing makes you feel all warm and fuzzy about yourself here.
Yeah, the only way is, Bob, that the Ravens would trade Andrews or anybody if they lose the next one or next 2 games. You know, that would be the only way, and I don't see that. Now, the thing with Miami is I just don't think the owner is going to let, you know, the GM and the coach get rid of people because there's going to be a new GM and a new coach. That's what I feel about them. Because, I mean, you would like to maybe go get a Chop Robinson or, you know, go get Chubb or somebody like that. But I don't think they'll be allowed.
Keaton Mitchell's listed in the honorable mentions.
Was about to say.
Sorry about that. What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
Well, I mean,
he ain't playing here.
Yeah, it popped up, I think, last week. Was Fowler put it out there, and it was just this long list of players with some buzz. And he had Keaton Mitchell in there, but the justification was what you just said. He's not playing here. It took him, what, 4 or 5 weeks just to become active, and then once he did, no carries to speak of. I mean, running back's a pretty coveted position this year. A few teams could use one, Patriots, Chargers, to name a few. But I think the more interesting name included in the honorable mentions section here is Rashad Bateman. Now, we would probably squash that pretty quickly just looking at his contract. Why would the Ravens have any incentive to move a super cheap contract who they have they still think highly of him. You know, even though he hasn't been involved through 7 weeks, they still think very highly of him. You're not going to move a guy like that that's cheap right now. I mean, I'd be completely stunned if that happened.
Now,
no.
Ken Wyman said on the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show, well, tailgate show from us, brought to you by the law offices. Michael A. Freeman. We'll be back there at 10 o'clock this Sunday at the Horseshoe Casino getting you ready. But said he wouldn't be surprised if Bateman gets dealt.
Really?
By November 4th. And there are a lot of teams that could use a wide receiver. And we were just talking about that yesterday in with our NFL people. So who knows? I mean, Ryan Wilson covers the NFL for CBS Sports, Steeler fan. They're looking for another guy to sidekick with DK Metcalf. You're not trading in the division, I would think. Unless you're the Browns.
No. And they shot down, if we're to believe the reports, they shot down the Cowboys' interest in the offseason before they landed with Pickens.
Right. Who knows? But you said, Vinny, that you expected Eric would pull the trigger on a pass rusher. Running out of time.
No, I hear you. Bob, I thought it'd be done by today because, you know, this is your practice for the game. Starts today. So I'll just say it's probably he's tried. That would be my I'll guarantee he's been on the phone talking to people, and either the price was too high. The thing you cannot do no matter what is give up your one, because right now you're picking second.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. I mean, they're in a projected to be second at this time, but they haven't had a top 10 pick since what, Ronnie? Going back to what was that, 16?
Yeah. Hamilton was what, 14?
Yeah. Yes, sir. So they've been in that ballpark. They've been late in the first round with mixed results. But I don't know. I don't say you tank.
I don't think help's coming through the trades.
I mean,
just looking at these names here, like...
Who is it, Malik Ham?
Well, no, I mean, names of players that they could trade for.
Dude.
You know, Trey Hendrickson's a non-starter. They're not going within the division. And then
Crosby's hurt.
Like Vinny said, you're... thinking high end, you're thinking about dealing ones at that point. You don't want to do that. So really short list of guys that could be on the move. They have Jalen Phillips listed as the Dolphins most likely to go over Bradley Chubb, but I mean, he's been banged up with injuries. I don't know about that.
What about here, Thibodeau?
I don't see him. I have Jermaine Johnson with the Jets listed here.
And weren't the Ravens linked to him draft night? Mm-hmm. The year they drafted Hamilton and Linderbaum.
And then he went like in the 20s.
And Arden Key out of Tennessee, he's also questionable with an injury. He only has 1.5 sacks this year. So this is looking really thin. I don't know if there's a savior out there.
Doesn't seem like it. You know what the savior is? 8.
Well, yeah.
Like he was in 18.
Yeah, but I don't know, dude. That was a better defense.
Yeah.
He can make. Look, they were averaging over 30 points a game when he was playing, and we're 1-3.
Yeah.
The defense, man. The defense rests. We'll come back. News from the Nets. Hear from John Harbaugh. Buy or sell. Where's the midweek money? Hopefully count that at 12:15. And we'll talk about the start of the NBA season with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. The West is loaded, man. But what about the East? I mean, Halliburton's out for the year. Jason Tatum's going to miss most of the season. Who the hell's winning the Eastern Conference?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.